So it's Saturday, 3rd of November, and about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm just in, I'm with John, who's held an event today with some kids to start with, basically where they had a little go at goal ball with a ball. You said you got the ball from the NIB, didn't you?
Yes, that's right, yep.
Yeah, that was it was good that it was quite soft for the kids, because at least it didn't hurt them, did it?
So no, that's right. I didn't put too much air in it.
And then afterwards, the older ones played a bit of blind football. So how long have we been doing this, John?
Since 2007, we started.
And so you have the kids' club in the morning for an hour, and then the adults,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, that's right.
And how many do you reckon you get attending each time? Because there was quite a few there today.
Yeah, we had 15 children this morning, and about the same amount of adults. But there was one or two adults that couldn't make it for whatever reason. Some go into respite care.
Yeah. And what kind of disabilities? Like, obviously, there was Mark that was holding the door then.
Yeah, well, we've got all forms of disability, from cerebral palsy, I've got a Down syndrome boy, learning disability. One of the little boys is partially sighted, but he was away this weekend. We've got deaf players. So we will cater for any form of disability.
And what club is it? What's it called?
We're called Basildon Soccerability. It's the soccer out of soccer and the ability.
Yeah. And is it funded by like the FA or?
No, we're a voluntary organisation. It's self-funding.
Right.
And we don't generate enough income to qualify as a charity yet.
Yeah. And so I heard someone say that you've got a competition coming up. Is that?
Yeah, we play every. Every month there's an Essex Soccerability League, and we play once a month on a Saturday, where all the clubs that are in the league meet and we play all the games on one day.
And how do you do in that usually?
Yeah, we've done pretty well. I mean,
how many teams reckon turn up to it? I don't know, 5, 6.
Oh, we've got about there's a group out of Colchester and Witham are a Healthy for Life organisation. It's a bit like MenCap.
Yeah, yeah.
And they bring 5 or 6 teams with them.
Oh, right.
So on an adult, you could have 14, 15 teams.
Yeah. Quite a lot then.
Yeah.
And there was one. What was the last one that you played?
The last one was last weekend. It was at the school where we've just come from. And the next one is the 17th, Saturday the 17th of November.
Yeah.
That's in Colchester.
So, does everyone make their own way there? Or?
Yeah, yeah.
Which is quite good, really, for the parents.
Yeah, that's right. Well, the parents are just... The youth players play in the morning and the adults play in the afternoon, so that's a whole day. And, no, the parents are...
There's a lot of commitment, though, isn't
fantastic. It? Yeah, they are.
Colchester's, you know, how far is it to Colchester? At least an hour, isn't it, I suppose?
Yeah, 45 minutes.
Yeah. So it's quite far, and they all seem to enjoy it, though, don't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Have they been coming for long, do you reckon? How long's
Got some there that started when we originally set it up. But now it's, you know, we're just getting, it's just word of mouth. We leaflet the schools.
Yeah.
Try and get into the schools and do some work in the schools.
And do you live in Basildon yourself?
I live in Basildon myself, yeah.
That's right. Unless you know the area. Well, thanks for inviting me along. And what was that? Sorry, I felt a bit embarrassed because I hadn't actually really heard of Tony. So he's done lots of...
Yeah, he according to his website, he's won 38... medals over the years. He first won his first medal in 1976.
Yeah.
He's played football, he's done athletics and various other bits and pieces.
All the way from Bolton?
All the way from Bolton.
What a trek that must be.
Yeah, but evidently he does quite a bit of it.
Yeah, I imagine that's probably what he enjoys doing.
Yeah,
well,
he was in Colchester before, a couple of months ago, at school in Colchester.
Did you meet him there or?
I met him through a website called Athletes Direct.
Right.
Where you put all your info on their website.
Yeah.
And then they give you a list of people
places that
might.